Welcome back to the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan. If you're listening in Richmond, thank you for that. And Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Maybe the Smithsonian should call Crop Metcalf. I heard four of the museums downtown. No air conditioning.
Wow.
Closed.
You know what we do?
We got busted AC.
This might not work. This might work for a guy like Jason, who, I mean, Jason hates the heat.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he's cheap, so he likes to not crank it. This summer, I've learned kind of my lesson. We don't crank it in these when it's 100. Instead of putting it like 68, which we would like maybe, we'll put it at like 73.
Mm.
Just so it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Got it.
Just don't put as much stress on it
when
it's so freaking and being stressed.
Well, a dude who can put his AC at 68.
I came downstairs this morning and it was at 72. I said, what? What the hell is going on? Put that thing up to 75.
Yeah, it's just too low.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no one down there.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the one upstairs was a little bit lower, but there's no reason to have it at 72 in the middle of the night.
You mean in the main floor?
Main floor.
Yeah. Yeah, we have two different. I don't know what the one on the main floor is.
The main floor covers the basement.
Like during the day, my upstairs unit, it's hot up there. I leave it at like 78.
Because you're never up there.
Yeah.
Well, plus the heat rises.
Yeah.
So
but I don't stress it and put it at like 68 or 69 anymore because that's stupid. Because all that it does is just accelerate it before it crashes and burns.
And then, right. And then you got to replace it.
Yeah.
Well, a guy can put his AC wherever he wants at this point is Garrett Wilson.
Oh.
The fourth-year wideout for the Jets.
Nice segue.
He doesn't care what his AC reads because he just inked a deal with $90 million guaranteed. He's going to be averaging $32.5 million per season for the New York Jets going forward. And that puts him in pretty rarefied air in the NFL. There are only eight wideouts making in the $30 to $35 million range. Now, Ja'Marr Chase has leapfrog them. He's making $40.2 million. But he joins the club right around DK Metcalf, who's making $33 million. CeeDee Lamb, who's making $34 million. Just below Garrett Wilson is A.J. Brown at $32 per year. And then you've got Amon-Ra St. Brown and Tyreek Hill also in that $30 million club. And your boy Brandon Ayuk from the Niners also making $30 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
How does this affect Terry McLaurin's negotiations, his holdout? I think it's only strengthens his resolve as far as joining that $30 million club with whatever deal he inks with the Commanders going forward. This is nothing but a positive, I would think, for McLaurin and his camp.
But is it a negative for the Commanders then?
No, I mean who cares?
Like if they've come to an agreement before this, they might not have had to go to $32.5 million per season for McLaurin. But now I feel like that's the bar now.
Is it going to be tougher for the Commanders to sign Terry McLaurin now?
I think it makes it easier because it's more well-defined. It's obvious he's got to start with a three. It's obvious.
Jonathan Jones from CBS tweeted, the Garrett Wilson extension doesn't really impact Terry McLaurin's situation with Commanders.
Because of the age?
Wilson is 5 years younger and now locked up for the next six seasons.
Mm-hmm.
From Washington's perspective, the landscape hasn't changed for the negotiations.
I think it defines the wide receiver value.
Yeah, and he's not going to get the length of term that Garrett Wilson got, but he should approach the same AAV, I think. I think he's going to be
Think he's going to be at the 32?
I don't see how his agent is going to accept anything less than right around what Garrett Wilson signed for. Like, I think his upfront money might not be as much because he's not going to sign for as many years. But, like, if I'm his agent, I bristle at anything less than $32.5 million per year at this point.
So you bristle at $30 million a year?
I bristle. There's a lot of bristling.
I mean, it's a $2 million difference.
I mean, $2 million is a lot of money.
Not really. Not when you're making $60 to $70 million.
It's still a lot of money.
It is. I don't think it's that big of a deal. If they came in and offer him $30.5 million for 2 years and then an option.
I think his side is going to push back.
I'm not saying they won't, but I mean, if you're really going to bristle over $1.5 million per year difference or two, I don't know.
Eventually, push come to shove, they'll figure that out.
This kid's 24.
He is younger, but it just clearly defines the value of a receiver putting up the kind of numbers that Terry puts up.
And it matters, too, because this is Terry's last big bite at the apple.
Yeah, I mean, he's going
to get... Right, at 30, like, you're not going to get a huge bag of money at 34, or however old he is when this contract is up.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to have to take a lesser deal as he
ages. Somebody was saying that if he signs a two-year extension, right, which would be 3 years total,
right,
so then he'd be entering his 33. He'd be 32 when his next deal is up.
Right.
He might still be able to get a decent pay.
Maybe a one-year deal or whatever. Yeah, maybe.
Grab one more
time. Especially if he's putting up numbers.
All right, I just put up our Surfside poll of the day. Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. Zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. They taste great. Find Surfsides at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Does the Garrett Wilson contract make you more nervous about Terry's contract situation or not sweating it, feel the same? You can vote at Junks Radio.
Well, I think you should have put a third option. Bad poll. You should have consulted with me. I'm better at
this. Give me your third option. I can.
Your third option is, or does this make you think it's more likely that Terry signs? Give me your first two that you said.
Nope, not sweating it, or more nervous.
No, it's this to me. It more clearly defines the wide receiver market, and I think it makes it more likely that they can come to an agreement. I think it further distances this crazy notion that you could use Mike. Mike Evans is a great player. But that contract's a couple years old. The 24 number, that's an old number. Get that out of here. The new market has been set for receivers that are at the top of their class signing deals, and it starts with threes. Right, Case?
Yeah, I mean, like, if he had signed this last year, like, if he had gone back to the table last year, I would have thought he would have gotten a number like Jalen Waddle, who's making $28 million, or DJ Moore for the Bears, who's making $27.5
million.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, those are signs that you passed on the road 5 miles ago
as you're
driving 80 miles an hour down 95.
I would agree, like but a $30 million, I think that's an appropriate number.
I think you could start there and then, we'll figure it out.
I don't think you say, no chance I'm signing for less than 32.5.
I think it's a good number to shoot for.
That's a good number to shoot for, but if they came in and said, you're going to make $30 million a year for the next 2 years or on top of this next year for this deal. That's a lot of effing money.
I know. But
I mean, come
and also
on.
It just shows to me it raised the floor of negotiations.
Yeah. You
the
might
floor
be right.
Starts at 30 now.
All right,
I've got three choices now, see if you're okay with it.
All right.
No, not sweating it.
Yeah.
Nervous man nervous.
Right.
Or helps get the deal done.
I think it helps get the deal done.
It's hard sometimes fitting it in with the character limit.
What other guys are kind of like negotiating new deals? What other guys out there? Are there any other receivers?
Top guys? No.
Any other receivers that are kind of
negotiating? The only other name that jumped out yesterday was
Juwan Jennings
for the Niners, but he's not on. He had a great year, but he hasn't put together the resume that Terry McLaurin has.
I would not vote on help gets the deal done.
Okay.
I'm not nervous yet. But I think it makes the negotiations harder because I think the Commanders, my sense is, none of us know. We're all speculating. Mm-hmm. To their credit, we don't hear anything from Adam Peters. We really don't hear anything from the organization. Mm-hmm. It's all
Which
behind
is good.
The scenes.
I think that's a great
I think all leaks
approach.
Are probably coming from his agent, who seems, just based on our conversation with John Keim, and he wouldn't say it, this, again, speculation. Seems like a wackadoo.
Well, so maybe not a normal, common guy.
Right.
Yeah.
That they deal with.
I think it may be harder to get it done now.
See, I think that $30 million a year, this actually helps receivers. It doesn't hurt receivers.
That's my point.
You know why? Because 30-year-old guys don't sign for $30 million a year. So he would be establishing a precedent for guys entering their year 30.
Yeah.
Making $30 million a year.
I mean, it's a huge number.
I think it helps receivers. I don't think it hurts receivers.
Of course it does.
But do you think this helps the Commanders get the deal done?
Yes.
It should. I mean, I don't know what the F they're doing over there in Ashburn. I mean, sign the deal, idiots.
Listen, what is it? Beyond Terry, what's our number one asset over there?
Jaden.
Yeah.
Are they going to take away his number one target?
Yeah. I wouldn't think.
In year two?
In a year where they're going to go for it? They're going for it.
They're going for it.
They traded for Debo. They traded for Laramie Tunsil.
I don't believe this, but just throwing this out there. Mm-hmm. What if they believe that Deebo Samuel?
They don't believe that
is a replacement.
They don't believe that.
And plus, he's in his last year.
Yeah,
and he's about as old as Terry. It's not like he's 27 years old.
They had a million question marks around Deebo.
Well, he's the same age, but he's got much more injury history.
Yeah. I mean, they had a million question marks.
If I had to choose who I'm going to pay, that's not even close. I'm paying Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, but if
Deebo Samuel,
if you're negotiating for the Commanders, if you're negotiating for the Commanders, and you get a call from Terry's agent, and Terry's agent goes, "You see what Garrett Wilson got, guys?
Right."
It's got to start at least there. You might say, Garrett Wilson's 24.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
get out of here.
Well, then I push back.
You might say, get out of here. I don't want to hear it.
I push back and say, well, I don't care about the age at this point. I'm not asking for
production.
A four-year deal.
Look at
I'm
the production.
I'm asking for 2 years, and we're going to make the same money as Garrett Wilson.
Okay, because, 2 years? Because you want to do a two-year deal? I'll do it. But they don't want that.
No, I think they'll do it. They'll do a three-year deal. Well, two of them are guaranteed, right? So it'd be like $95 million with $63 million of it guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah, but he might want the $90 million that Garrett Wilson is getting guaranteed.
That is where I would push. If I were the manager, where I would push back.
No, listen, but because of age, we need to reevaluate in 3 years, and then you can hit us up again if you're still producing.
Well, the agent might say, no, I want to start with the bonus that Garrett Wilson got.
Well, then if I'm the Commanders, then I do this. Oh, you want $90 million? Hang on.
That's why I think it's going to get harder. That's why I think it's getting harder. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Yeah, it strengthens Terry, but I think that it makes it harder to get a deal done.
All right, when we come back, we will take your calls at 800-636-1067. Garrett Wilson signs a massive deal for the New York Jets. How does that impact Terry McLaurin's holdout going forward? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next. Are we taking your calls at 800-636-1067 about the latest in the Terry McLaurin saga? Garrett Wilson signs a massive deal with the New York Jets. He'll be averaging $32.5 million per season going forward.
Isn't it crazy how, and this has happened in every sport, so I get it.
Yeah.
How the salaries for specifically receivers has gone. Jerry Rice, I believe his top salary was $5.4 million.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Moss's top salary was around $14
million. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys were playing now, they'd be making $40
million. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
crazy.
Top of the market.
The last 10 years or so, our buddy D. Smith negotiated some big deals. They got a good chunk of that TV money. The TV money kept going up.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And the boys are getting paid.
It's unbelievable. I mean, now, I understand $5.4 million back in 1996 or whenever was a lot of money.
Right.
But think about how different it is.
Look, people like offense and they like scoring. Yeah. Wide receivers score a lot of points. They help produce offense.
Those guys are going to get paid. You know, one thing that is being a little bit undersold, and I'm assuming it's going to happen today or tomorrow, but I believe Trey Amos, as of last night, had still not signed his deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's just got to show up. I think it's a formality.
Yeah.
When he reports, he will sign. But as of yesterday, I believe he had not signed his deal yet.
Okay.
That's kind of like a slotted thing.
It's a slotted thing.
I don't know how he could really gain from holding out. But every once in a while, there's that one rookie that is trying to get a little bit more or do something a little bit different. Hopefully this figures itself out, and it's just, you know, formality.
Right.
Well, just keep an eye on that. I mean, 32nd rounders haven't signed with their teams.
Yeah.
Like, it's throughout the league.
Right. So they're all waiting.
Keep an eye on it. All right, let's pay out some of these calls. Let's go to Marvin.
Before we get to Marvin, Terry McLaurin, maybe he's stressing about it, but he doesn't look stressed because he's just hanging out in Italy with his new wife.
Right.
He's just globetrotting, having a great time.
Right.
Letting his agent deal with all this nonsense.
Let's go to Marvin. Marvin, what's up? He's having his sex trip. Marvin.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Marvin.
Hey, Marvin.
Hey, yo, Kate, great cash, man. I followed you all the time.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate everybody following along while I was in Vegas. Yeah, that was very cool.
I was hoping you got to the final table. Well, I was like, oh, I was invested.
Well, if I had, cool. I wouldn't even be here because the final table starts today.
Imagine.
That's how long that grind is.
You would be.
Oh,
yeah.
So zombified.
No sleep for weeks.
Yeah.
What's up, Marvin? What do you think about this deal? What does the Wilson deal do, if anything, to the McLaurin negotiations?
Well, I'm kind of like a business nerd, and kind of like the first thing I thought of is when is like the big money got to be spent by this organization. And as I thought about it, like Jaden is the big money. Mm-hmm. So if Jaden's the big money, his extension comes up in year four of his contract because they'll definitely sign him or re-up his fifth-year option. So the fourth year is when they're going to have to give him that $100-plus million signing bonus with his extension. But that doesn't kick in till 2029. So if they were going to do a deal with Terry McLaurin, the number should be, or the year should be, a four-year deal for like $135, but guarantee him more money, which would be like $75 to incentivize him to sign it. Now, it's still a two-year deal, but he gets a lot more money up front for those first 2 years. They can spread it out. And his contract would end in the year that they start paying Jaden Daniels.
It's an interesting
thought.
So that's
the number I would look at. And I've also have this one philosophy. They have to negotiate hard, even with the people you want to keep. You have to negotiate hard, or the other people that you have to really negotiate hard with will think that it should be just a cakewalk. They have to do this. This is standard business where your very best players still have to work to get their money. And it's really no big issue in my head, because not paying Terry would be the worst business decision since letting Dan Snyder sell the team. I mean, not sell the team.
Buy the team.
Let me get that back. So it doesn't worry me at all. I feel like it's a fait accompli. It's just a matter of, like, what is going to incentivize Terry to sign the contract? And as I see it, I see 4 years, $135, $75 guarantee, which is the 2 years up front, maybe a little on that third year if he was going to get. But I'm just guaranteeing the first 2 years. And you can spread out the signing bonus over the 4 years, and which makes it easier to, like, get other players to sign because you didn't spend it all.
You know what? So smart call, Marvin.
Thank you, Marvin.
Good call. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
All right, good job. Smart call. Let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up?
Good morning, Junks.
Hey, Gary.
I'm looking at this from, I agree with the caller in one respect, in that they have to do a tough negotiation. It's not because they need to set a tone for the rest of the guys. But, I love Terry, okay? But Terry is not these other guys, okay? He is not CeeDee Lamb. He's not Justin Jefferson. He's not the kid out in Cincinnati. Terry doesn't take over games. He's never done that. Terry is about a guy that's going to give you 60 to 65 yards per game on a consistent basis, and that's very valuable. But that is not elite. That is not paying this guy like he is Jerry Rice.
So you don't think, do you think he's a legit number one?
I think that for our team, yes. Okay, but, you know, I can – that's a very good question. I think that
– I think he proved
32,
it. I think he proved it.
I think it's – yeah, I think the 32 number one receivers that have to be on the team, and yes, under that, yeah, I think he's our number one. But if you watch him consistently over the year and compared to CeeDee Lamb, CeeDee Lamb in our division – takes over games. Justin Jefferson takes over games. That's not what Terry is. Terry is a very consistent player. He averages about.
I think most people. I think most people generally agree with that sentiment.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a notch below the top four or five, but then he's in that next. Yeah. He's in that next tier, and that tier, by the way, starts with a three.
Yeah, that tier gets paid.
Starts with the
30
three.
Millions. And
yeah, but he's 30.
Okay, okay, but starts with three.
He can get paid $30-plus million for his year 30,
you,
31,
Gary.
And 32 years.
Thank you.
Like, he should be in that neighborhood of compensation. Now, the deal is going to be shorter because he's older. Everybody understands that. But he's a guy that is explosive with Jaden Daniels throwing him the ball. He was good before. He was really good before that. But the combo of him and Jaden Daniels is explosive. And it should get compensated as such.
And he was, and I would agree with Gary for the most part with the statistics that he's thrown out. You know, he's he's not a guy that's going to throw up 1,500, 1,700 yards receiving, but he was a touchdown machine.
Right. And I would expect that now. That's, maybe not 13 this year. I would expect a little bit of regression, but yeah, like 9 or 10 should certainly be right around where he comes in.
Yeah.
How maybe a dozen or more.
How do you guys, everyone just assumes that Terry, if he was offered $30 million, would take it. How do we know that? How do we know that Terry's agent's not saying 34, 35?
I'm sure he is. I would be surprised if they started with a 4.
Well, I know, but everyone says, oh, just pay him 30 and be done with it. Well, maybe they have.
I don't
maybe
think Terry's they would take
like,
it.
We have no idea.
My guess is that they started very high, way above 30.
Right.
And but then the Skins came in at Evans at 24, and that's hence the big gap. To me, it raises the floor where now you got to start with a 3.
Yeah, like if I'm his agent, if I'm his agent, I'm gonna walk in and say, if the offer doesn't start with a 3, average annual value, we want to trade. Like, do you play hard? Like, that has to be where it starts.
He doesn't want to trade, though. I don't think.
I'm sure he doesn't want one. I'm just saying you have to go in and say he's getting paid 30 plus million per year, and that might even be light. And if you're not going to go to 30 plus million per year, we want to trade.
Well, their leverage to me,
that's what his agent should do,
is the waiting game, right? The longer it goes, the more nervous the Commanders will get,
right?
That Terry's not going to report to camp, mm-hmm, that Terry's not going to be there in the preseason.
Yeah.
So to me, if I'm the agent, I'm not even calling. I maybe say what you say about the salary. Say, hey, don't even call me unless it starts with a 3-3.
Right.
Not even just a 3-0. Mm-hmm. It's got to be 33.
I'm sure they are saying that.
Right. And so the agent might just be playing the waiting game, saying, hey.
They're both playing the waiting game.
Yeah.
But I think, I just want to know, are there any other guys, the receivers that are out there that deals are kind of pending?
Not for numbers like this.
I mean, the big things you hear about are T.J. Watt and Trey Hendrickson.
Right. By the way,
Terry.
The Trey Hendrickson thing is not getting any better.
Mm-mm. Doesn't seem like
last
it.
Now, I saw
reports that T.J. Watt was getting closer, but who knows?
Yeah. If you want to compare, he was pretty close. Terry's career receiving yards per game is about 65.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb's is 78. So definitely higher. And one year, CD, you know, 2 years ago, CD averaged 100 yards per game, 102. Yeah. But his career average is 73.
I'd also like to see
78.
I'd also like to see how many targets CD Lamb has had over Terry McLaurin.
I'll tell you right now.
Probably
he's had 720.
Lot. Okay.
That's for CD.
Yeah.
Over, but that, you'd have to look at the average.
Sure. Yeah.
So the average, the average is 151, okay, for CD. For Terry, the average
is lower than that.
127.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean,
127.
You have to take that into account.
So yeah, so then what you look at yards per catch.
Yeah, I mean, CD's had Dak throwing him the ball his entire career.
So Terry's yards per reception average is 13.9. Okay, CD's yards per reception is lower. It's 12.8.
Right, he just gets more volume.
Yeah,
he gets more balls.
You can make the argument that Terry's more explosive.
Well, I mean,
you can't.
Yeah, but yards per reception, it's higher.
Yeah, but you know you can't. There's no way you would say that Terry McLaurin is more explosive than CeeDee Lamb.
Based on watching them. I don't know. Terry took a big step last year.
Well, I agree. I'm just saying, when you look at the two players on the field, I'm not going to say Terry's more explosive than CeeDee Lamb.
Well, he if you base it on yards per reception, I can make that argument statistically.
And I'm not saying he should get paid more than CeeDee Lamb, but he should be close to the CeeDee Lamb neighborhood when it's said and done. CeeDee Lamb's averaging $34 million. Like, he may not get $34 million, but maybe he gets 32. Maybe he gets the Garrett Wilson deal.
CeeDee Lamb's career
per year,
17 game average is 8 touchdowns per 17 games.
Yeah,
Terry's is 7.
Mm-hmm.
That 13 really.
13
him.
Definitely.
That really lifted him. Yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's go to Jay, Indian Head. Jay, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? So there's a list. Okay, so I think the deal should start between 32 and 33 and a half or something like that. So for me, there's a list that came out yesterday. It's a thing called StatMos. So the top guy on there is Ja'Marr Chase at 33 touchdowns, and the bottom guy is Justin Jefferson at 23 touchdowns. And I understand Terry just had a year with 13 touchdowns, but we see what he can do when he has a legit quarterback. So he was only one off from the bottom guy, which is they only did 9 receivers. They didn't even do top 10. So if there was a top 10, I'm quite sure Terry would have been on that list, probably tied with a couple other guys in the league. But other than that, you know, I just think that they should start. That could be part of the negotiation. So I would start at like 3 years, 102 to 105 million, like 85 to 90 fully guaranteed.
Did the Garrett Wilson deal, which was struck yesterday, 4 years, 130 million, make you more nervous about Terry's situation or make you think it's more likely to resolve itself?
I think it's going to get done during camp. It's going to be a little bit of a delay. I don't think it's going to happen within the next 2 weeks.
Does it help or hurt Terry? What do you think? I think it helps him.
Yeah, I think it helps him. I think it helps
his bargaining position.
Now, the guy from CBS, Jonathan Jones, says it really doesn't affect it.
Right. He's basing that on age, and I understand that. Reasonable opinion. But I just think it further defines what top receivers are getting paid. You have to factor age in, and that'll be in the length of the deal. Mm-hmm. But in the per, I think it takes that Mike Evans deal and it punts it into the Atlantic.
I would argue that that thing is so outdated.
Yeah.
So not.
You can't even bring that up.
Not a relevant
deal anymore. I think the DK deal was relevant.
I don't think that was relevant even before this deal.
I agree with you, but people were still trying to bring that up. I think the DK deal is relevant. This deal is relevant. All the recent deals have defined the receiver market.
Mm-hmm.
So, but listen.
Do you guys want to put money on the date? Ooh. Let's do it. $5 a man.
Two wins. Before we do this,
yeah.
Is he going to be a hold in or a hold out?
Like, will he show up to training camp?
I think he's going to be a hold in. I think he's going to be that guy because it's kind of a trend. I think he's going to be that guy that's there in his hoodie.
So he just does meetings.
He doesn't want to get fined.
Doesn't go out on the field.
Yeah, and he's there in good faith, but he's just not going to practice until he gets a deal done.
Possible.
I think he's going to be a hold in.
I can buy that. I can go either way on that one.
That's what Ayuk did.
Who wants to get in first?
Sure.
Throwing a dart on the board. $5?
Yeah,
$5
sure,
each.
Sure. $5.
I don't want in. I can't
who
predict.
Cares?
I'm out.
Man, August? August is coming to mind. What day in August, though?
Your birthday is August 5th.
Are they going to really want to jeopardize this relationship? Oh, no, are they going to want to jeopardize 19th. This relationship? Jeopardize the reps by just holding out over a couple? I mean, the guy just bought a freaking $500,000 football card for just publicity.
August 19th is your birthday, Kicks. Well, my bad.
If he doesn't sign by August 19th, then panic ensues. He's signed by August 2nd is my date. Basically a week into training camp, they come to an agreement.
I like that.
August 2, he does this, whoop, signs it, and looks at all the numbers. Just can't believe he's putting $80 million in his account.
I'm going to go with my travel day to Switzerland, July 30th.
Okay. All right. July 30th, August 2nd.
I'm
so stupid. I'm not
I'll go over.
I'm out.
I'll go over.
Both of those?
August 3rd. So anything after August 3rd.
Okay.
I think you got to nail it, though.
Got to nail it.
Nail
the
date. Nail the date.
Do you guys want in? Boys behind glass.
If you nail it, you get the pot.
Right, yes. August 8th. I mean,
August 8th. All right. You're in.
Anybody else want in?
No, I'm out.
Matt?
No deal.
All right. We got three dates on the board.
All right. $15 in the pot.
Sweet.
Very good.
Let's go July 30th.
All right, don't forget, coming up in just over 20 minutes, Grant Paulson is going to join us from Atlanta. He's at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We'll talk about James Wood, the Home Run Derby, the Nats Draft, and more with Grant coming up at 8 a.m. The Junks text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. So I saw, I guess, that Brock Purdy, who I like, who I'm a fan of. I just like what he's taken advantage of that opportunity and done a really good job in San Francisco. You know, I like underdogs.
And he was rewarded with the big contract.
Totally. And you can't be a bigger underdog than the last guy picked in the freaking draft. Mm-hmm. And then you get, $150 million,
pretty
whatever the hell he
story,
got.
Yeah. And
265.
265. So Brock did Bussin' with the Boys, their podcast. And I want to ask you guys, what would you do for this?
Okay.
He said to win a Super Bowl, You know, some guy said, I'd cut off my left foot to win a Super Bowl. I cut off my pinky.
Yeah.
He said, I would go to prison for a year. Yes, to win a Super Bowl.
Like a real prison or like a country club prison?
I mean, they didn't get real specific. He says, I don't want to cut off any limbs because after that year, I want to come back and try to win another one. But yes, he said, I would go. Is there anything? Let's just say you would just go to jail, like not country
like a
club
county jail,
but a county jail like Jason Wirth went to, and you have to play like spades all day, and you just got to hang out. Would you? Was there anything that you want in life that you would go to jail for a year for it?
Sure, there would be money.
What to win the Powerball? Would you go to jail for a year?
Yes, my family could visit.
County jail.
I would have that money the rest
honestly,
of my life.
I don't think I want to take that bullet. My life is plenty
first of all,
good
it's
enough.
A year off your life. You don't know how long you're going to live. You could live.
You could die in prison.
You could die in prison.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
I'm not giving away my freedom.
What if you're guaranteed just to be
alive,
isolated? No, just to be isolated in your cell. You don't have to see any other prisoners.
That's almost worse.
I'm away from the
gen pop.
You want to be with the population because
then you're risking.
No, I'd rather
getting
be,
stabbed.
I'd rather like if I had my own shower.
You'd rather be in solitary confinement.
I'd rather be in solitary.
I think you would go nuts
for a year. I think I
probably right.
I might I be naive, but I think
if
I
I'm in a
you
soft
need human
prison,
interaction. You need human interaction.
If I'm in a soft prison,
well, just like.
You know, like one like that they sent the situation to something
like
that.
You go for like a DWI.
It's like a fancy rehab almost, not quite a prison.
Give me $10 million, I'd do it.
It would be $10 million though?
Sure, because then I could retire.
$5 million, you'd say no?
Yeah, I think I need a little more
than
five.
If you send me to a prison filled with like tax cheats and white collar criminals, a year easy for the same amount of money.
You miss a year of your family's life.
I know
life.
It would suck. But
they
then
it would. It
but
would
on
suck.
The other, I would
give them the visiting
I'm
hours.
Not doing
I'd give, if you give me 10 million,
it would be
million,
a huge sacrifice.
They could visit and then I'd give them each a mil.
I'm not doing it. You guys are crazy. I'm not doing it. Drabby?
EB, you could set up conjugals. I know you love that concept.
Now, if you have conjugals, now we're talking. Yeah. Drabby, is there anything you're doing a year for?
Outside of money?
Yeah, the money thing's kind of weird. Take the money out. Like, is there some sort of accomplishment you want?
Not really. A prison sucks.
Yeah, prison sucks. I'm with you.
But what kind of prison?
If you like one of those. We were talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, a prison without.
Like the one Jason Wirth went to.
Oh, yeah, there's prisons they let you like, go to the gas station during the middle of the day, as long as you come back at night.
Jason Wirth said the first thing he did is go up to the biggest guy in the joint and befriended him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he went up and punched the biggest dude in the face.
He went up to the biggest guy in there, and he made friends with him.
And he's a pretty big dude.
Yeah, that's also not fair. Brock Purdy, he's going to be treated so well. He's a celebrity in prison. Yeah. Matt Cahill's going to get dunked in a toilet.
Or worse. Let's just say it's not going to be great for Matt Cahill.
There might be some junkies listeners in there.
You're
not going to Leavenworth for
any amount. It's like a county jail like where they send the DWI guys.
No, if it's a soft prison where they send tax cheats, I can deal with it.
Yeah.
If it's a prison.
You're the best of the best in any prison.
I did a.
Any jail.
I did a semester during law school, where I visited death row clients.
Oh, that's intense.
That prison was no joke.
You know what I want?
I would not go there.
Here's what I want. I want Bernie Madoff as my cellmate. Yeah. I don't want a death row guy as my
cellmate. Of course
not. Lawrence Phillips as my cellmate.
That one had, some big doors.
Yeah.
I met with a guy who arsoned. Who committed arson and killed like two people.
Yeah, that's
and he's
that's
on death row for
hardcore.
That?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
So there's nothing on the planet worth going to prison for.
I mean, other than like saving my kids' lives or something, you know, like giving them an organ. But like, yeah, I'm not doing it. I'm fine. My life's fine.
I might go for a year for Powerball. For $275 million.
$275 million?
Yeah.
Man, so $10 million wouldn't do it? Cakes not do it for
it's
10.
It's kind of like cheating because...
I don't know, $10 million. I don't know.
$10 million is a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of dough.
You're done waking up with 10.
I might do it for 10.
You're done waking up with 10.
You sleep as long as you want with 10 million.
I might do it for 10.
Eric, let's say you're...
Commute's over.
Let's say you're single guy, right?
All right.
Would you serve like a year in prison and the day you walk out, Libby Dunn is in love with you, and like.
Well, how old am I?
Well, whatever. It's all comparable.
But like a Mike Marr.
Mike Marr. Yeah, you're Mike Marr.
Yeah, you're back in time.
You go to prison for a year, but the day you get out, Livy's in love with you, throwing herself all over you. You get to go home and smash.
I don't know that Livy Dunn is my number one, like some whoever, people.
Paul Skeens might come after you then.
But whoever, some sort of.
I might do that. I would consider that.
Just
the world's hottest chick.
She'll get tired of it.
Yeah, she'll get tired of you.
It's a story for a lifetime.
Right.
Would you do it to be 25 again? Not necessarily Livy Dunn.
Turn the clock back 30 years.
Yes,
100%. Sign me up.
Yeah.
30 years shaved off.
If you could shave 30 years off my life.
How many years? Would you do it for
10?
10 years?
10 year trade off for 1 year. Years of,
1 year.
No.
Ten years. You go to
prison for one max at Leavenworth, but you come out, you're 44.
I don't think so.
The 10 years isn't quite as attractive. What about 15? Is a real carrot.
You get me to 30. And I look the same, but I'm like that Brian Johnson guy, like that's trying to live forever. But my innards are silly.
Not the AC/DC lead singer.
You know what I'm saying?
So
I still have the wisdom of a 55-year-old, and I still look okay. But my innards are 30.
Do we go back to our same life?
I don't know.
Our 15 years. Hey,
but you know what? Again. What is 30 years? What good is that going to do me when I have a shiv in my neck and I'm bleeding out? My carotid is just spilling blood everywhere.
You'll be all right. I don't know. Kill everybody.
I don't know.
I've seen Narcos.
I've seen things.
You probably have to join a gang.
Yeah, you could probably fit in with the Aryan Nation cakes. Yeah, your beard, your bald head.
Yeah, you look like one of those guys.
I think I would need a bunch of Nazi tattoos to fit in, but I don't have those. I've seen American History X. I know what happens in prison.
Would you get a face tattoo for like $10 million?
How, like covering my entire face?
No, just part of it, like
Mike Tyson,
like a half a post,
like a half a cheek,
like a half a Post Malone,
half
or
$10 million?
Like
for
jelly
million?
Roll.
Sure,
yes.
$10 million,
100%.
Marked for life, though.
It's fine.
I would just grow a beard and cover it.
You know what? I'm marked for life. You know what I'm doing? I'm stuffing $100 bills in my pillow and sleeping on
them. I
would
give you a neck tattoo probably for a mil.
Oh, I would do one for a mil. Neck tattoo for a mil?
Neck tattoo is no big deal.
Neck tattoo.
Face tattoo.
Face tattoo's hardcore.
Now you're just...
You know what my face tattoo
says?
Here's what my face tattoo says. This is here because I got $10 million. That's exactly what it would say. I got $10 million to put this stupid tattoo on my face.
I don't know. I saw a dude this weekend who had a face tattoo, and it looked horrific.
Of course.
He looked like he should be dead.
Remember, what type of tattoo was it?
I don't know. It was
Remember,
weird.
Cakes was going to wear a toupee for $10,000.
Yeah.
He's so easy to buy.
It just never happened. Yeah. Nobody came through with it.
Well, years ago, he because he's not good in math.
Bad at
I think
math.
He said he would be like... work on a trash truck.
Yeah.
And it was still less than our salary.
Yeah, I don't.
He was like, I'll give up the Chuckies to work a trash truck. It was for like $500 a week.
You know what? I made a rounding error, JP.
That's
a problem with math.
He's not good at math.
Maybe I have a learning disability.
Anyway, Brock Purdy would go to jail for a year.
Yeah.
Well, I know what would happen to him in jail in that year.
And I know, I was going to say. If it actually came to that and he had to make the decision, I know he ain't going to jail.
Yeah, he's definitely
He almost won a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, but he ain't going to jail to win a Super Bowl.
No, that will not be happening. All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Grant Paulson. He's in Atlanta for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We'll talk James Wood and the Nats draft and more with him next.